It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm really glad you corrected me. People are always really glad when they're corrected.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I think you're wrong, Buzz.
I know.
I agree.
87, you weren't even listening. 877-365-3636. I like the fact that we are playing Frank today on the show in honor of his death, which always seems weird to me. I always think you celebrate a birthday. Rob, you got into this with the whole Elvis thing, but right. I think you... Don't you celebrate the birth of the guy and not the death of the guy? Why are you celebrating that he's gone?
We're not celebrating. We're observing.
Right. Right.
You celebrate a birthday, you observe a death.
So we're observing the 10-year anniversary of the death of Francis Albert, the chairman of the board, Sinatra, and playing his music. Are we doing it all day?
If you like.
I love it.
The night he died, I drank so much bourbon that I felt bad the next day.
You really felt sorry about that?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Ladies and gentlemen, not a Frank fan, a Beatles fan, but a guy that's been on the show before and a guy we love. Uh-huh. I call him the king of media here in Washington, D.C. Uh-huh.
This is from a rare concert that the Beatles and Frank did together in 1965.
He's it's a teasing.
Great medley.
Listen
no,
to that.
Yeah.
It's when Frank wore that wig. You've heard him. You've seen him. You've read his novels. Uh-huh. You've seen him in the movies.
Yes.
You've seen him on his incredible Broadway one-man show.
Tony.
I, Tony.
Exclamation point.
Won an award for
it. Well, why do you think they call him that? Ladies and gentlemen, here he is from Fox 5. Your weatherman, Tony Perkins.
Yeah.
Nice
man.
Thank
you, Washington.
In broadcasting.
Tony, I have to get right to it.
I'm a Sinatra fan, too. So
you like Sinatra?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do.
What was your forecast this morning?
Now, Rob, did you watch the show?
You know what? This morning,
he always makes me aware of the fact that I don't get up that early.
Because you were watching Ann Curry and salivating on
her. I'm sorry.
My forecast for today was sunshine in the morning, increasing cloudiness during the day.
That's right. Okay, you had it right.
Yeah, I had it right.
I thought it was supposed to be sunny all day today.
No.
Like the way you say that with all that authority.
No.
Silly ass. Absolutely not.
And if Rob watched, he knows I'm telling the truth.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. Did you watch Rob?
Yes, I did. as you know, our schedule was jumbled this morning.
Yes,
of course. So, he doesn't need us to watch. The show's doing gangbusters.
I'm waiting for the message.
It's gangbusters. The ratings are up.
One of these days, the card will come up.
I'm supposed to hold up a card or something. That's right.
And
Rob.
I'll know. It won't even have to say Rob. Just hold up a blank card. I'll know. I will know.
Tony, you're the man, Tony. Yeah. You are the man. I mean, you just got done doing Donnie Simpson's morning radio show for a week.
Yeah.
You hosted that show for a whole week.
Vacation. I did that. It was great. Had a great time. Morning radio. Hadn't done that in a long time. I mean, certainly, you know, I've.
Did you live the life of Donnie Simpson? Were you able to live the existence of Donnie Simpson? Did you have people come in and give you a haircut, at the station?
That does happen.
Did you drive expensive exotic sports cars all week long?
I was Donnie for 4 hours and then went back to my sad life, stopping at a fast food restaurant on the way home. Cheap breakfast.
The glamorous life of television.
Yeah.
You really do though, we appreciate you coming in here. Yeah. You have energy that we shouldn't have at our age. I mean, it's not normal, you know?
You're
really
happy.
Listen to me. I mean, all I'm doing is this 4 hours every day. You know, Rob calls me and says, and Buzz will say, here's the news. Rob calls and says, this is what we're doing. Beth Ann says, this is what you're talking about. And, you know, it's noon, and I'm going, why do I not have a voice? I'm falling apart over here.
You got to take care of yourself. I know. I heard you talking about the reflux. I have that, too.
We all do.
Yes, we all do.
Yeah. And I and
not
and
me.
I don't know how you don't have it.
I know. I mean, look at me.
Do you really not have it?
I shouldn't even be alive.
Do you really not have reflux?
I have lower reflux.
Yeah, because it's all coming out down there.
My acid sits a lot lower.
You have other issues.
Ulcerative colitis.
In addition to weight, I heard Buzz talking about weight. Here's the key. This is, I think, more important than weight. Yeah. You have to. When do you eat your last meal?
Tony.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
When did I eat my last meal?
When
it's not
you?
A question you ask me. The meal starts when I wake up in the morning and continues, really.
No,
it's just one big long meal.
When do you finish eating at night?
Last meal at night.
At night.
Or the last food at night.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
How long before bed?
It's part of the reflux.
I know. You don't have to translate. He's sitting right next to me over here.
I'm filling time while you clear your throat.
Buzz is telling me about, here's the way commercials should work in the new medium. And Mike. It's easy, Mike. All you do an eight-hour show with no commercial interruption. You know, and
I'm over there going,
it's going to be very difficult.
Come on, you're talented.
All right. The last meal I have, normally well, here's the problem. When I'm eating badly, I will usually enjoy like a little snacky poo. That sounds like Carson. What I'll have is a little snacky poo.
Yeah, Carson was a 70-year-old queen.
And then he said nappy poo, Mr. Ass, when he was talking to Ed McMahon.
Because he was making fun of Ed. He wasn't talking about his diet.
I'll have a little snacky.
I'll have a snack at late at night, like when I'm watching TV, probably very shortly before I turn in.
That is your problem.
But that's not what I do on a regular basis. Okay. Usually I come home, I have a sensible meal, like I'll have a piece of fish, I'll have a little rice, and it's not a piece of fish.
It's a side of a salmon.
I will eat an entire monkfish. A big one. I'll have a full halibut, and I eat it like sushi. It's raw. I just eat it
suck it down.
I have a halibut on the bone, like as I like to call it. I'll have that entire thing.
I'll club a seal.
Very tasty. I'll eat the meat raw. It's the only way to do it. It's the only way it tastes really good. No, I have a piece of fish, a little rice, fresh vegetable, a little spray butter on the vegetables.
Spray butter.
And spray butter, yes.
All natural.
See, hold on. You've been thin your whole life, haven't you? I've known you your whole life.
Yeah.
I know you've been thin. You've never had. I bet you're one of those guys, Mr. TV man. You can eat whatever you want. Isn't that right?
No, I'm actually putting on weight now.
That's my guy.
Yeah,
good for you.
Even as we look at him, my guy. Get ready to get that crane to get him out. Cut the hole in Tony in the side of Tony's house.
We had to reinforce that chair.
TV, it's genetic with you TV people.
I put a little weight on.
Waist size.
Yeah.
Waist size.
My waist size?
Yes, what would that be?
Well, it should be. It's been 36 for a long time. And
unbelievable.
Now it's
I find that hard to believe.
I really thought of you as thinner than that. What is yours, John Mayer?
I'm really not that thin. I'm wearing 31 waist jeans today.
That's not that thin.
Oh, wow.
Thin ass.
Yeah. Big fat guy. Here, fat news guy.
Here, put your hand out. There you go.
Ouch. Right.
Thanks a lot. Here, Buzz, sit on this. All right. I really have been. I'm not as thin. 31.
And Tony looks thinner than I do. I don't get that.
Well, maybe I'm not measuring right.
Yeah. No, Buzz is lying.
Oh, you know what?
Waist size.
36. That was something
else. He's lying.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
No.
So anyway,
Don't take your pants off.
Oh, are you going to use your belt to measure me?
Those are regular Levi's.
He's reading the tag.
31.
31.
God, my arm, my forearm isn't 31 inches around.
Does the one look altered?
like my grade cards.
It's 37. It's just been erased at the top.
No, but obviously I know that when you're eating late at night, right before you go to bed, it is a horrible, horrible thing
to do. I eat late every night, and I don't have the reflux.
You and I have the weight. It's also for weight gain, so we both do that, and that's bad.
My doctor told me 3 hours between my last meal and going to bed, and I stick to that, and I don't have a problem.
That's hard to do, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's very hard. Yeah. I mean, I ate dinner right before I came here.
And then you won't eat it for the rest of the night?
No, I can't.
That's a physical impossibility for me.
That is wild.
As a matter of fact, I go out now at this stage of the show. What time we have Eastern time? We got about 5 o'clock Eastern time. I will go out like during commercial breaks and start to graze.
Forage. We all do that. We forage for food.
And incidentally, I'd like to point out to the food patrons in Fairfax, Virginia, every other effing show on this radio station has mass quantities of food delivered.
Huge spreads.
Mm-hmm. Breakfast, you know, when you're bringing in steak for the junkies at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. This is what I like to call close to the dinner hour.
That's right.
Exactly.
You know, is there some law against the fact that they can't bring us a few of those big trays?
When 5 o'clock rolls around, you and me and Buzz, we shouldn't be fighting over a pint of coleslaw. We
should
have solid, delicious, hot food.
If they were smart, they'd be in here.
Now, you don't, in the world of local television, when you're over at Fox 5,
yes,
it's not like it is if you go to, say, a television show out in Los Angeles that's where they have the whole thing, craft
studio
services.
For the news show?
No,
we don't have a studio.
I'm talking about the whole craft services. You don't have a lot of. Do they have a lot of food that's brought into Fox 5? Yeah, okay,
no,
I understand.
We have vending machines.
Vending machines, that's
vending
right.
Vending machines.
So that's all, so it's not a big deal over there.
No, not there, no.
I remember when we went out and did King of Queens, it was Oh, it's amazing.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And there was another company years ago that I went to down in Nashville, Tennessee, mm-hmm. called Film House.
Film House, yeah.
They did all the radio station commercials. Mm-hmm. And they I mean, if you came from California,
right.
you came from Texas, you came from Minnesota, if you had a big budget TV commercial to do for your radio station with your local personalities, you went to this place called Film House,
mm-hmm.
and they renamed it Film House. Let me tell you what they did. This is the truth.
They renamed it Food House.
Not only did I get to work with a chimp,
uh-huh.
but it was a special day. We were supposed to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
That's when they started. We got there. They were bringing in trucks of catered food
mm-hmm.
because they catered a full hot breakfast. I'm talking eggs, pancakes, sausage, everything you wanted. They had the full, and then all the pastries laid out for mid-morning.
Right.
Then, in the same room, I swear to God, they put out snacks, like granola bars
mm-hmm.
and pieces of fruit, mm-hmm. and they had that all sure. at mid-morning. They then took a break, at like clockwork, at 11:45. They took a break for lunch. They brought in hot lunch, not like sandwiches.
Oh, I know.
A buffet,
they brought in like rice and stuff to pour, mm-hmm. like
sure.
stroganoff and all
yeah.
that.
Sauces.
That was I love saying that anyway. Stroganoff.
Yeah.
Hey, that's
I can repeat that as many times as I want. Stroganoff.
You should have said that to Nikki from Top Chef.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. I like stroganoff.
Of course.
All right. Take me to the cleaners.
I did a guest appearance on a show. What was the show that was on my network TV with Tatum O'Neal? Wicked, Wicked Games.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I had a guest role on there
right.
with lines and everything.
Cool.
Flew out to California to do it. And, you know, we shot in the evening, but it was the same thing. There are special trucks. It's like a van.
They call it craft services.
Craft services.
Right.
And I don't know how they do it. Everything is in that truck.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. You can have anything. And in addition, they have, you know, if you get ill, a headache, mm-hmm. or, you know, women with the problems they have.
Right.
There's everything.
Yes, Mrs. O'Neill.
Not sure I know about that.
Tatum.
All right.
Tatum, yes.
Let me help you, ma'am. Sorry about that.
But they have
all
everything
on the truck.
For anybody.
You just keyed some sort of alarm. I don't know what it is. You know? Just talking about female problems.
Oh, yeah.
You understand what we're talking about, don't you, Hillary?
Oh, gosh, lighten up, guys.
Okay.
I'm saying they're well-stocked.
Yes, yes. They have like a whole drugstore there,
yes,
too.
They
so they bring in the thing at 5 o'clock, and I was working with the chimp when they brought the chimp in. At 11:45, as soon as the chimp heard the craft services cart coming in, the chimp went just bat-ass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, started, yeah, climbing all over the walls and everything. And that's when Don almost walked out on the shoot because the trainer, like, pinched the chimp
very cruel.
Down
yeah.
in his
oh.
nether regions. It was
oh,
nasty.
No.
And the chimp went, and then,
oh, no.
And I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. The trainer said, I wasn't as upset as Don was. I was very upset.
You were afraid
like,
you were next.
I did not like. I did not like the animal.
Quiet it right down.
And it's just food all day long. But
yeah.
You know, here I don't know. We never get anything here.
You know
we
what?
Never get anything in the afternoon here in Fairfax.
We get nothing. Never.
And in fact, the last food we got, they were bringing that in for somebody else.
Actually,
right?
Yeah, we inherited.
And you know,
it.
You 31-inch waist. When the food's here, you yeah. act just like the effing chimp.
Well, sure.
Everybody
likes free food.
But you go out of your mind more than anybody else. You do. Has he not? Forever. We're the fat ones, but he's the one that goes nuts about the food.
I think it's his drug problem.
But what does he eat?
What do you eat?
Bars?
What is an average day for you?
You want me to start with breakfast?
No. Start with like brunch on Sunday. Yes, of course, breakfast.
Okay.
What is a day's food for you?
All right.
Buzz McBride.
As every morning, this morning.
God, you are making me mad today. I'm kidding.
Just today?
Yeah.
You know? A toasted peanut butter sandwich that's filled with a special cereal of my own making. And a drizzle of honey along with
okay.
a glass of skim
milk. Let's start
milk.
Again. I forgot. We're talking about commune food here.
You've never had anything so delicious.
All right. What do you make? What do you make?
Your own
it starts in the bamboo hut. What do you make?
It's toasted peanut butter with a homemade cereal that I make
and
the bread.
6 inches of rope.
With honey.
I take my hemp spatula.
And skim milk.
How do you toast peanut butter?
Yeah, exactly.
You toast the bread first and you spread
okay.
the peanut butter on it.
Don't. This is our guest. Do not talk down to him like you talk to me. You were talking to. He has a valid question. We both graduated from the American University.
I'm a journalist.
We understand how to use the English way. That did not make sense. I take toasted peanut butter. That sounded like, seriously, you were pulling gooey peanut butter out of your toaster.
I see. Well, most people just have toasted peanut butter sandwiches, and I assume that everyone knew.
No, I toast some bread and I put some peanut. You were, yes, that's fine if you say, what do you eat? I eat a toasted peanut butter sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
That would be different.
Yes.
You were talking about how to make
the word
it.
Sandwich.
This is, incidentally.
Argument Wednesday.
No, it, no, it isn't. Yeah.
Were you here the last time on a Wednesday, too?
No, yeah. You weren't.
No, I wasn't. That's right.
No, you weren't.
I hated it.
All right, so a toasted peanut butter sandwich.
Right.
No big whoop there, right?
Right. Okay. With the milk. And then maybe
and the homemade cereal.
A banana for a snack, and then my double ham and turkey sub at Subway with the whole grain bread.
And then he calls Marcia and he says,
"Oh, my God, I think I just my pants."
I've been waiting to play that all day long.
Now you have.
So you have so you have the Subway?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Can I ask him a question?
You sure. Got Tony, take it away.
Do you make your own cereal?
I do. It's a cereal of my own invention after a good deal of nutritional research. It's made with raw oats.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
Sliced toasted almonds, dried blueberries, cinnamon, vanilla-flavored whey powder,
Tony,
flaxseed.
He's a pothead.
Yeah, I got it.
He's a big pothead. That's why he makes his own cereal.
That's why I'm so concerned with health.
Yeah. When did you come up with that idea?
I mean, he knits his own clothes.
After doing some nutritional research, trying to eat the right thing.
Okay. Side two, dark side of the moon.
Lashes.
You would love this cereal.
He lashes, his bed together.
You would
every
like
night.
This cereal better than the kashi you've been eating lately. My cereal is better. No, my
bring,
cereal.
Bring it in.
I will.
I'll have some right
better.
Here on the show.
You'll
I don't
love
care.
It.
I've obviously let myself go. That's why my voice is toast and I'm falling apart. I'll eat all the cereal you bring.
Listen to this. Raw oats, almonds, it's all the stuff you need and want and like.
Can I put some Equal on it?
You won't need to
won't
because
need
it's
to.
Sweet by
naturally
itself.
Sweet.
Okay.
Because of the
gentleman.
Vanilla.
Okay, my
flavored.
I do for Mr. Perkins, Mr. Burbank, all right?
Powder.
My two skinny friends, let me say, you won't need to. You don't understand.
No,
okay?
It's sweetened.
Life is sugar, all right? Let me say, life is sweet. You need, and there has never been a cereal or anything you put in a bowl with milk on it that does not need artificial or real sugar sweetener.
Even pre-sweetened cereal?
Oh,
Frosted
my
Flakes?
God.
You
I
add...
put sugar on sugar
Wait,
on frost.
No.
No, Frosted Flakes I do not put sugar on.
Oh, well. Attaboy, Mike.
Way to concede.
Right. Still you're sick?
I put, you know what? Hold on. Now, don't you pile on, fat ass.
It was too easy.
Hold on a second. Do you put sugar on sugar cereal? You know you do. Or you sweeten it?
No, I don't. Not if it's
not
a sweetened cereal.
Cereal. Mm-hmm. That's insane,
Lucky
man.
Lucky Charms.
No,
Fruit Loops. You don't put sugar on Fruit Loops.
Right.
But I'll tell you what I
Ladies
do.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm all alone.
yes,
every,
you are.
Every October,
I'm all alone. I put sugar. I don't put sugar. I put Equal. I put Equal on Lucky Charms.
You'll welcome me to the island when I tell you this. Every October, my wife and I stock up on Frankenberries because it's the only time they're out.
Yeah. Now, Frankenberry is kind of like
a strawberry with marshmallow cereal.
Not Captain Crunch.
Strawberry and
marshmallow. Frankenberry is almost like Lucky Charms.
A little bit, but it's strawberry, and if you eat enough of it, it'll change the color of your output.
Wow. And you know because you have.
Yeah, well, wow. There are times when that's all there is.
Okay. I do sweeten cereal, like Kashi, for example, even though it's got like
Who's
that
she?
Honey and Kashi. She's a lady that I dated at AU.
You yeah. remember her.
Had a threesome with her and Wendy Rieger. It was really, really exciting. Wow. Yes, I'm here all week. Man. I wish.
Yeah.
You remember Wendy back
oh,
in the
course
day.
Of course I do, yeah. Oh,
Tony and I both went to school and we were like juniors and Wendy was a senior.
Because I was going to say she was ahead of us.
1 year.
In many ways.
Are you trying to seduce me, Mrs. Rieger?
Do you remember, I was thinking about her the other day, do you remember if I ever got her on the show again, I'd ask her about that big strapping guy she went out with. Do you remember the guy with the blonde hair and he had the sideburns?
No.
Because, I mean, Wendy was enough of a piece of ass where we were all kind of staring at her from afar. Do you remember that? She
I
was
remember,
a noticeably hot woman.
Yes,
in
I
school.
Do remember that. Sure. Yes.
Turbo hottie.
Yeah, yeah.
She had this big guy that she was dating.
Well, sure. I don't remember him.
Oh, I do. Because, I guess I
was
maybe stalking her a lot more than you were.
He wasn't a professor.
No, this guy was the polar opposite of a professor. this guy, I swear to God, I mean, I don't know how he got it. I don't know what his major was. Drool. That might have been his major. But
Did he
was
make
like,
his own cereal?
No, he wasn't. No, because he wasn't that high. Anyway, bring your cereal in tomorrow, will
I
you?
I will. I think you'll love it. And I will not be insulted if you add additional cereal. Sweetener.
Okay, and what, do you have a name for your cereal?
Buzz Mix. That's what I call
Buzz
it.
Buzz Buds.
Buzz Mix.
Buzz Mix.
Do we need milk for it?
Yeah, yes, you do.
Okay, we'll have milk.
Now, I use it as a dry ingredient on my sandwich, but it's great as a cereal, a cold cereal.
All right, well, stop making cereal. Prepare your second buzz of the afternoon,
okay.
And then we're
going
to talk to a guy that knows all about bathroom graffiti. And also on the program today, we're going to play a nice little game called Where Are You?
Love it.
You know how this game works. It's wherever you are, but we're not doing that yet. We're going to have the buzz. Second buzz of the afternoon. How's your throat, Mike? And we'll also talk to a guy that took pictures of people writing on bathroom walls. That's
wow.
The kind of quality program you're listening to.
All right.
We'll be right this after back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.